Item is subdivision 2006-32, Burton's Pond Communities LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-32 for Burton's Pond Communities LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the project complies with the Sussex County Subdivision Code. It lies partly within the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone. It is zone AR1 and meets the purposes and requirements of that district. Two, the development is designed in accordance with the cluster development ordinance. The proposed cluster design is superior to a standard subdivision. For instance, clustering has been used to preserve wooded areas and a natural buffer next to the wetlands and Burton's Pond. And there are greenways and small parks throughout the site. Most of the lots are adjacent to open space. There are also sidewalks and walking, jogging, and bike trails, promoting interconnectivity within the project. Three, the items listed in 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance have been favorably addressed. Four, the applicant has proposed 265 lots within the project, which is a permissible density within an AR1 subdivision on the land. The project will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties. The project is consistent with existing single-family development in the area. Six, the lots will be served by central water and sewer in accordance with federal, state, and county requirements. Seven, the site's design has a minimal impact on wetlands, and no wetlands are included within any lots. Eight, the development will protect and enhance the existing environmental features at the site, including the wetland and woodland areas. It will do this through the use of an environmental management plan to evaluate, monitor, and address non-point source pollution, water quality, wildlife habitat, invasive species, and aesthetics in and around Burton's Pond and its watershed. Nine, the proposed subdivision meets the purposes and standards of the subdivision ordinance. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 265 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, open space, and other common areas, including an environmental management plan for Burton's Pond. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The system shall be operated using best management practices to provide groundwater recharge. D, all entrances, intersections, roadway improvements, and multimodal facilities required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT. In addition, the relocation of Holly Mount Road shall be completed within the first phase of the development. E, street lighting shall be provided and the location of the street lights shall be shown on the final site plan. F, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of all streets within the subdivision. There shall also be walking, jogging, and bike paths throughout the subdivision as shown on the preliminary site plan. G, the subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system as defined by the Sussex County zoning ordinance, designed in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department specification and in conformity with all DLDOT regulations. DLDOT. Can't read my own handwriting. The subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. I, a school bus shelter with parking shall be provided on the final site plan. The developers shall coordinate and cooperate with the local school district's transportation coordinator to establish the school bus stop area. The location of this bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included with any lot lines. The trees surrounding the wetlands areas shall be preserved. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. Within 2 years of issuance of the first residential building permit, the developer shall construct all of the recreational amenities. It is highly recommended that the recreational facilities near the pond be relocated to a more central location to promote pedestrian safety. M, Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. In all agricultural and wetland buffers shall be provided in accordance with the applicable regulations. Oh, as represented by the applicant shall establish an environmental management plan for Burton's Pond, including designing and implementing, monitoring, and managing strategies for the pond and its watershed. This responsibility shall be transferred to the Homeowners Association, and an adequate budget shall be established to accomplish the intent of the plan. P, the developer will design and install a landscape buffer of berms and plantings running south to north along the entire property boundary with Route 24. Q, as represented by the applicant, the use of Burton Pond by residents of this subdivision shall be subject to the following conditions. A, watercraft shall be limited to fishing boats with electric motors and non-motorized watercrafts. Watercraft use of Burton Pond by community residents shall be limited to a maximum of 30 watercraft at any one time. The Homeowners Association will establish a system of ownership or registration to implement this policy. C, hunting will not be permitted on Burton Pond, and signs will be posted. R, as represented by the applicant, the use of Burton Pond will also be made available to the public, and that the public will be able to utilize the proposed parking area to access the pond. S, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-32 Burton's Pond Communities LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.